Good evening. This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Union Minister of State, Ministry of Women and Child Development, Ms. Savitri Thakur, today reviewed the progress of various centrally sponsored schemes in Arunachal Pradesh during a meeting with senior officials of the Women and Child Development Department of Arunachal Pradesh in Itanagar today. She took stock of the implementation and progress schemes like Mission Saksham Anganwadi and Poshan 2.0, Mission Vatsalya, Sambhal component of Mission Shakti and women and child-centric legislations, etc. Ms. Thakur also called on Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, and Chief Minister Pema Khandu today. During these meetings, she deliberated on enhancing the cooperation between the central and state governments to improve the effectiveness of various women and child welfare programs. She also met chairperson of Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Protection of Child Rights, Ms. Ratan Anya. Union MOS is on a two-day tour to the state. She will visit Upper Subansiri district tomorrow. Former Pasighat East MLA Kaling Moyang was unanimously elected as the new state president of Bharatiya Janata Party, Arunachal Pradesh. Sources in BJP office said that Moyang was the lone contender for the top post. He replaces incumbent president Buram Wage. Moyang's name was announced by returning officer cum Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal in presence of party observer and Assam Minister Ashok Singhal, Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main and others. Extending congratulations to Moyang on being elected the state president, Khandu wished him a successful tenure, hoping the party grows stronger and soars to greater heights under his able leadership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu has said that each district will be measured in terms of their contribution to the state's revenue collection henceforth. He advised the deputy commissioners to review their respective districts' contribution to revenue collection. If it's not satisfactory, he asked DCs to implement measures to make it satisfactory. Khandu was delivering his concluding remarks at the two-day Sashakt Arunachal Conference of Deputy Commissioners in Itanagar on Friday. State Assembly Speaker Tesam Pongte has stated that the old assembly building at Naharlagun is not just an iconic structure but a symbol of the state's rich legislative heritage, having served as the venue for numerous pivotal decisions in the past. He also acknowledged that the old assembly building has been the alma mater for great leaders of yesteryears as well as many present members. The speaker was interacting with media during his visit to the old assembly building yesterday. He was accompanied by MLS Techi Kaso, Dr. Mohesh Chai and Chakat Abo, Assembly Secretary Tadar Mina and other officers. In a major stride for ease of burden on waste management in the state capital, the Itanagar Municipal Corporation has signed a memorandum of understanding with Seven Hills Nexcrum yesterday. The collaborative MOU will pave the way to set up a municipal solid waste charcoal plant at the Chimpu dumping ground. IMC Mayor Tame Fasang described the initiative as historic, stating that one of the most pressing issues faced by IMC has been the disposal of daily garbage, highlighting penalties imposed by the National Green Tribunal for the lack of a proper solid waste management system. The mayor expressed hope that this new plant would provide a long-term solution. The Naharlagun police has arrested a suspected drug peddler and seized 18 grams of suspected heroin worth about rupees 54,000 from his possession during a late-night raid on January 14th. In this regard, the police has registered a case under Sections 21B/21 of the NDPS Act and launched an investigation. In this initial investigation, indicate that the seized heroin was sourced from Assam for distribution in Itanagar Capital Region. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.